Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am here today on the Well One Connection podcast with Jeremy Koss. Jeremy, you are the director of HRMC Clinics. Welcome to the show. We're back.
Thanks for having me, Maddie.
Yeah. So you've been with the clinic for over a year.
Yes.
It's been an exciting year.
It's been a big year.
I think just to start off, we look at it and we see our day to day, but when you look back at a year, there have been a lot of changes to the clinic. So just for those that might not know, maybe they're not patients of our clinic, what are some of those things that have changed in our clinic over the last year?
Yeah, this year has been full of growth, improvements of quality of care, improvements in service lines that we've brought to the Huron community. We've added different service lines such as podiatry and pediatrics. We've brought on a number of new providers to support the already existing service lines, such as our OBGYN group and our family medicine group. We continue that growth. We always are looking at how to provide care better, provide the best care we possibly could for our community members here in Huron and the surrounding area. We've also had a great relationship where we were able to merge with New Life Clinic and bring those amazing providers and the healthcare that they've been providing, the customer service that they've been providing to our community into the fold of HRMC. When we look at our team today, when we look at where we're going, we're very proud of what the clinics are doing with HRMC.
Yeah, definitely a need in our community. And so it's great that you and your team have been able to answer the call there. And the reason we're chatting today is something that did come out of that and a community need that had been noticed. So we recently implemented a walk-in convenient care.
Yes.
Really exciting. Happened fairly quickly. Do you want to walk us through maybe the why this started and give us the details of how that convenient care works?
Yeah. So we're part of a group of the medical providers in the community where our goal, each of the organizations that participate, was to expand services to the patients that are receiving care in Huron. One thing that we noticed was when Quick Care closed down earlier this year, there was a need for same-day sick visits. And we certainly saw that within our own clinic, and our partners in the community also saw that. So through those discussions, through conversations with the community, we found that this is a need we need to expand on to serve the people that rely on us for healthcare. So we're opening convenient care. Convenient care is quick. Low acuity illnesses can come in, see a provider. We're open from 7 a.m. to 9. So if you need to have your child seen before they go to daycare, or you want to be seen before you go to work, so that you have the all clear and you know what you're looking at for illnesses before you go out into the community, so you don't potentially spread what you may have. That's why we're here. We're here to serve our community and provide the best care possible.
Great. So 7 to 9, and that's Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
And that's walk-in only. So I really shouldn't call at 7 a.m., nope. Right? We have a small team there to care for that walk-in right away in the morning.
Correct, yeah.
And I think just one thing that is amazing to me is this is an effort of the staff we already have. Obviously,
yes.
Recruitment of qualified healthcare professionals in our community is an effort that we go through every day. And
absolutely.
So this is a team that came together and said, hey, we're going to fill this. And when people call at 7, they might not get an answer. But what do you encourage them to do? Just come on down?
Just walk into the clinic. So it's exactly like you said, Maddie. If you're looking for something like refilling your medication, if you're looking for routine lab tests, or you want to check up on your chronic illness, or if you want to do a physical exam, that's not appropriate for the 7 to 9 time frame for convenient care. Still call into the clinic. We'll get you on the schedule for your primary care provider, and we'll have you seen just like we always have with really high quality, reliable care. Now, if you're coming in with something that you have a cough, cold, ache, you have concerns of maybe having a UTI or ear infection, come on in during that 7 to 9 time. Don't call. Just walk into the clinic. We'll get you seen. We'll get you taken care of. It's not going to be with your primary care provider, but we have a different person every day that's providing those services. So we do know that we trust that each of the providers that are serving convenient care at that 7 to 9 time frame are exceptional at what they do. They will have you seen, you can trust what they tell you for results, and you can trust that the same quality of care that you always get at HRMC, you'll receive at that 7 to 9 walk-in time frame.
great to know. And then also to know the difference of what is appropriate for convenient care, what is appropriate for regular clinic care, and then sometimes what maybe is too advanced for convenient care, and you should certainly be seen in the ER right away. So if I'm experiencing chest pains, if I have a large laceration, that would be too advanced to be seen at convenient care.
Absolutely. So the emergency room is always a resource 24/7. Our emergency room will provide you great care. But the hope with convenient care is that we can alleviate some of those non-emergent visits. So if you have a sore throat, ear infection, if you have a cold or flu, come into convenient care. If you have, like you said, Maddie, chest pains, a large cut, shortness of breath, anything major, still continue to use the emergency care services that we provide at HRMC.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for those scheduled visit type of things, like you had said, maybe it's the blood pressure checks and maybe it's the adjusting medications and the chronic conditions. The calls for that and the care for that opens at 8 o'clock.
Yep,
Monday
that's
through
correct.
Friday, correct.
Monday through Friday, 8
okay.
to 5.
Yep. So we still are answering our phones for regular care.
Absolutely.
And starting regular care with your regular, your primary care providers at 8. It's just that convenient care, that walk-in time is from 7 to 9.
That's correct. Convenient care is an addition to all of the services that we're already providing.
Okay.
Nothing will change with those.
Okay, wonderful. And now during that time, you mentioned UTI, strep throat, those types of things. Do we have lab testing during convenient
We do
care?
Have lab testing, yep. We have a lab tech that will be there ready to result those lab tests during the 7 to 9 time frame. Now, a caveat to that is a lot of folks do come for their outpatient labs or their routine lab work starting at 8 o'clock. We're still going to only see those patients at 8 o'clock because convenient care is so busy. We don't want routine lab works to delay the care that's provided to those that are needing to be urgently seen for sicknesses. So we don't have a full staff at 7 o'clock in the morning. Our lab will be there at 8 o'clock like they always have been to provide those routine results.
Good to know. And then if someone would need an x-ray in the morning, they could walk across the street and get imaging if they need that. When we had talked with the folks who had previously run quick care, I think there's been some questions about weekend care and why in the morning. So those people at quick care that had run that for several years, they had shared with us that mornings were the busy time. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we went to design convenient care, we surveyed our community, we surveyed our staff, and we surveyed other community partners and asked what's working well, what's not working well, what have you tried, what have you not tried? And then the big need that we found was that morning hours before daycare, before work, those are important to the people in our area. So that's where we're starting with. We're taking little bites. As you said earlier, this is our existing staff that are covering the service line. So it's important that we don't strain and we don't take away the ability for us to provide care during our normal operating hours. Now, when we ask those community partners what they have tried that hasn't worked well in the past, one of those things was weekend care. Now, that doesn't mean we can never consider that. That just means we have to look at why it didn't work well, what ways was the community not needing that service, and is that changed right now, or are there different things that we could do to make that more appropriate for our community? So we'll continue to look at opportunities to grow and expand our service lines. But at this time, the important thing that we knew we had to get in front of, because the community asked and we heard, was that they needed morning care.
Yep, great. That morning walk-in care. And then we had mentioned same-day sick as well. So we do have a couple providers that are not necessarily providing that normal, regular primary care that most would do. So they have some more openings in their schedule to provide that same-day care. Is that correct? And how does that work?
Yep. So if you miss that 7 to 9 walk-in time frame, or if that time doesn't work for you, call the clinic, because we do have other providers that are able to see you throughout the day. Our goal is to provide effective care quickly to our patients. So call, we'll try and get you on our schedule and be seen by one of the other providers.
Mm-hmm. That's really good to know. I know when you call in your patient, you might say, I want to see Dr. Kiviani because he's my provider. Maybe he's busy or he's not in the office that day. Having that flexibility to say, being seen today is more important to me at this time
Absolutely.
Than waiting to see my provider because I have something that needs to be seen urgently. So maybe communicating that as well, that I'd like to be seen as soon as possible, no matter what provider I'm seeing.
Absolutely. So we certainly still encourage people to see their primary care provider for things like their annual physical, things like their medication refills or routine checkups. That is important to have one consistent person managing the healthcare that you receive so they know the details of your health and your history and what works and what hasn't worked. Now, that being said, if you're sick, that's different, right? So if you have a cough, cold, UTI, all of our providers are trained exceptionally well, and many of them are able to see you for those symptoms. We'll still get you in. It's not a guarantee that it's going to be your primary care provider, but we can certainly try and get you in as quickly as reasonable.
Wonderful. We're really excited about this for our community. Thanks to you and your team for stepping up and providing this service.
Absolutely, we're happy to do it.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center online at heronregional.org.